What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club App, the number one community for DJs to get paid for your live streams. We are here with my brother, DJ Mike Louie, in the building, and yes, he's going to tell his DJ story. Brother, can you please introduce yourself? Tell the people who you are and where you're from.
Man, what's going on, man? It's your guy, DJ Mike Louie, in the building, a.k.a. the People's DJ, a.k.a. King Louie. I'm from a crazy place in Southern California called the Murder Vale. It's the real name of it is called Moreno Valley, you know what I'm saying? But I'm from a small place with a big M on the mountain, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to put my stamp all across the world just like that. M is on the mountain. I want everybody to see me, you feel me, just like that when they pass through.
Awesome, brother, man. I love the energy already, and we're going to have a good time with this interview. Tell us your story, man. We want to hear about your story in the DJ industry. Talk to us. What sparked your interest? What made you want to become a DJ? And just give us that beginning story.
I mean, as you know what I mean? I always thought that I would want to be on the radio as a kid. You know what I mean? But I didn't grow up with anybody like in the industry or no family in like music, entertainment or nothing. My dad worked 3-4 jobs. He's a cook. You know what I mean? He do painting. He like a Jamaican. You feel me? So that's the skills I got. You know what I mean? I grew up working. I was working since I was 6 years old. My dad got a restaurant. I'm in there peeling shrimp, doing all of that type of stuff. You dig what I'm saying? So I didn't had nobody in my family that had anything to do with music, but I always wanted to. So every time there was Theo, I know you know Theo from 92.3 The Beat, California. Smooth talking at Theo, you know what I'm saying? Nobody knew he was even an Asian dude. Everybody thought he was just black dude. And then until y'all seen him on Moesha, and y'all was like, dang, he Asian. And then I always looked up to him. I listened to him on the radio. So I would go to go to the swap meet, and that's where they had DJ equipment as a kid. When I go with my mom, they'll let me touch it. But as soon as my mom came over there to see me touch it, like, better stop touching that stuff. I ain't got no money. I ain't paying for none of that. So I'm like, all right, let me leave it alone. So up until, I got a son, I got 3 kids, I got 3 boys. You feel me? They all 7 years apart. I call them my little blackjack. Since I live out in Las Vegas, that's my little 21. They all 7 years apart. So my oldest son, he had to be about 6-7 years old, he was spending time with me in Las Vegas for the summer. And I let him use my iPad. I was like, don't download nothing on this iPad I got to pay for. And he downloaded this DJ app on there. And at the time I was playing like semi-pro football and stuff like that. I was working at T-Mobile and stuff like that. So when he downloaded the app, he was on it like 6-7 years old. I was like, dang, that sound good. He was like, dad, let me show you how to do it. So he showed me how to do it. And then from there, I was like, let me work around. Let me get some songs, try to play with the buttons and stuff. So as I would go to work all the time, you know what I mean? I would play on that iPad, you know what I mean? And then I was in Las Vegas. So I was already in the industry on the Las Vegas Strip. So I was meeting all these club owners with the nightlife job that I had. I was a host. So I met all of the business managers, all of the security guards, all of the owners of the clubs, all of everything, all through the whole Las Vegas Strip as I was working as a tour guide there. I didn't know I was going to be a DJ, but I'm seeing it every single night. And I'm like, yo, this is dope. And then finally one day, I was engaged to be married one day, and I wanted to upgrade from the iPad. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get me some equipment because these DJs in the club ain't using no damn iPad. So I'm like, I'm going to get me some equipment. So I got some equipment one day, and okay, I went to the pawn shop. I found something for like $97, $98 or something I could hook the iPad up to. And I brought it home, and my fiance was like, you spending money on shit? We supposed to get married? And we got all of this stuff to pay for. So I had to take it back. Like, I didn't ever even get the chance to like plug it up and use it one time or not. I had to take it back. So I was like, dang. So I just kept on practicing on the iPad. And then she showed her true colors. I dumped her butt and I went and bought me some equipment. And then, I bought the equipment and I was like, why this equipment ain't sounding like it sound on the DJ sound on the radio, right? So I took the box and packed everything back in a box and I put it under the bed. And at the same time, I did stand-up comedy. So when I did a stand-up comedy show that night at Planet Hollywood on the Las Vegas Strip, and the DJ was so much key to the success of the show. I felt like if the DJ wasn't there, the show would have never, ever even happened how it did, And I got good shine that night. I ended up winning the competition. So I told the DJ that I ended up contacting the DJ. I was like, bro, would you give me lessons? And he was like, yeah, I'll give you lessons, you know? And then, you know, 2 days after those lessons, you know, me paying attention and figuring out what it is that I had to actually do, which is obviously, we know, transition. You got to make sure if you don't have a transition, you don't got nothing. You might as well just practice on that. You know what I mean? So that's kind of how I started, man. My son to all of that extra stuff.
That was a really great intro, man. Crazy intro, just kind of how everything transpired to end up with you becoming a DJ with your son and the iPad and just downloading that app and then leading into, you know, your job working as a host in Las Vegas and leading into your comedy show where you won the competition as a comedian, but then the talk to the DJ and getting lessons from him, like, that is truly amazing. And just for that sequence of events that happened to bring you to where you are, that's super amazing, man. And what gave you the insight to just ask that DJ for support? A lot of people have a lot of pride. A lot of people will never just seek like asking someone for help like that. But you saw him and he's like, yo, let me ask you for some help. And then he actually did it. Like, what gave you that insight to ask for help and support in that moment?
I'm going to be real. Like, you know, when I'm 35 years old. So I graduated high school in 2004. And I had a full scholarship to play football for UNLV. And then, you know, I redshirted my freshman year. And then, you know, my sophomore year, I ended up getting into some trouble, which winded me up in prison for 5 years of my life. I went to prison from 19 to 24 years old. So the whole time I was in prison, I was seeing people go in and come back 3-4 times. Like, I'm here for 5 years. Like, damn, fool, they don't let you out this many times. You know, came back. And I've always just condition myself to be like, man, just please, just somebody just take a chance on me. Like, I'm gonna show up and show out. Just please just let me out one time. Like, I promise. I learned my lesson when it happened. Like, I promise, you know, that wasn't even me, you know. And but for a long time ago, I've been just asking for somebody to take a chance on me because I'm confident in what it is that I could do, you know what I mean, on the other side. You know, if I'm gonna learn something, I'm gonna learn it, you know what I mean? If I know I got something and I know it's a space for me to show up and show out, I'm gonna ask for the chance. So I seen him doing his thing and I was like, you know what? I got that type of energy that could control people. I'm a control freak for one. So being a DJ, you control everybody. You control the mood, you could control the tempo. You know what I mean? If it's a fight breaking out, you could decide to turn the music off or keep it playing. And just depending on however you're trying to make it happen, you could control that. I just got that in my life. I got three boys. If I don't control them, and I'm a single father, my son's mom passed away, I don't got no choice but to get to the business. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a control freak. If I don't control them, they ain't gonna never learn how to control nothing in their life. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. It's just, I feel like all this chaos in my life is kind of controlled in a certain way and it's constructive. But, you know, I try to make it happen. I just try to stay on the positive side of things. You know, I can't vote. You know what I'm saying? I can't do none of that. I can just lead by example. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thing. I'm going to lead by example.
Wow. Now that's super powerful, man. Talk to me about some of your motivation in the industry and what keeps you going and working so hard every single day to make it in this industry as a DJ.
As far as it goes for a DJ, man, there's so many people that forget to still consider the DJ or consider how important the DJ is. Now, me as a DJ and my alias is being the people's DJ, that means I am here for the people. Listen, I am in Houston, Texas right now. I'm from California. I've been here for 3 weeks and I've came here to do one event on one day and I end up getting booked for like 6-7 events since I've been here. You know what I mean? For the simple fact that I came to help the people. You know what I mean? If I would have never considered being able to be a help to them, I would have never been able to be an opportunity for the position. I mean, being positioned for the opportunity that I'm receiving right now. And then same versus Miami, Atlanta, everything that I'm doing, it's all because that I've always helped people. Right before I came out here, I just DJ'd a, you know, rest in peace, Lucky 2 times. It was a 19-year-old rapper in the city of Las Vegas, and he ended up getting murdered. If you look him up, Lucky 2 times, you'll see that story and stuff like that. And just March 28th, I DJ'd on his headstone in the cemetery, you know, for all of his people and everybody who loved him to come out and celebrate. And we were at the cemetery. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I got DJ equipment at the cemetery. There's a taco man. It's like, that's the type of stuff, because if that, those things mean so much to the people that are doing it. His mom, she get, just for it to go smooth, it means so much to her. Then I'm on top of me just being, not being there just to be a DJ. I'm there to help with everything. It may be some chairs that need to be set up, maybe some boxes. There's women. It may be doors to be open. It may be a lot of stuff. But for sure, one thing for certain, and most definitely, there's an example to be set. You know what I'm saying? Because there's people always watching. You know what I'm saying? So whether they're watching in a derogatory manner, or if it's all just all out of love, somebody's watching. You know what I'm saying? You could say it, you know, only God could judge me all you want, but you're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities if you ain't doing the right thing all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's super important. I think that's an asset that you have that really make you unique as a DJ, as a professional, as a man. And just being able to be, like you said, the people's DJ, you really bring this energy and that spirit of helping and supporting people is what makes you much more valuable than just actually playing the music. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that's really led to your success. You said you came out there for one event, but you've been on seven. And I can guarantee that's because you have the mentality of helping people, and people see that in you as soon as they see you and they want to book you and want to bring you along for more opportunities. Talk to me how you were able to kind of get this mindset and how other DJs can adopt this to aid to their success in this industry.
Well, the reason why I got this mindset is because I never steered away from the reason why I started. Like, you know what I'm saying? I started to be, the reason why I wanted to DJ really is because I did music. Also, I make music. I have songs out, and I was in a rap group. The only reason why I was in the rap group is because they were really good. And I was like, dang, people need to know about you guys. More people need to know about you guys. And then I start going over and hanging out with them. And I realized why more people didn't know about them, because it take them 2-3 weeks to finish one damn song. They just not wasn't motivated. So I was like, man, I'm not even a rapper. So I get in there one day, I write a song, record it. We be putting it on YouTube or something way back then. You know what I mean? Right then and there. So it motivated them to do that. You know, so as far as the DJing going, that's the reason why I became a DJ, is because getting around to these DJs and meeting them and seeing their egos and seeing the competition and the hate all at the same time. Like, it's gotta be the worst industry to be in. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't know a lot of DJs, but a lot of DJs got to deal with a lot of DJs, and we got to know each other, and we got to deal with these promoters, and we got to deal with these venues, and we got to deal with everything that go along with this stuff. Whoever may have stepped in the building before we got there, you know what I'm saying? And whatever mark that they made, if we on some hip hop stuff, hip hop itself has already put a stain in a lot of people, these establishments and all of that stuff. So it's like, if you going on some hip hop shit, you got to have your stuff like all the way tight. But if you get in this thing as an actual, you know, a DJ, and your job is to make sure that the music and stuff is versatile and stuff like that, it's hard to travel to the East Coast and they don't want to hear no West Coast music, or the Midwest, and they don't want to hear no YG. They don't want to hear no, they only listening to Nipsey because he's passed away, but they don't want to hear no, none of that. They don't want to hear no Roddy Ricch. They don't want to hear no, none of that shit. They don't want to hear no T-Fly. They don't want to hear no, they don't want to hear that. They want to hear what they want to hear, where they want to hear it at. And my job as a DJ is we break artists, Rat Pack DJs. We break artists, we break records. So if I show up in Texas, guaranteed the people that I'm trying to break and been trying to break, wherever they from, you gonna hear that where I go. I'm gonna put it in. And I'm a DJ. We are, as DJs, we're producers. Our job is the production, to make sure the shit sounds good. If it don't sound good, then listen, go practice at the practice gym. You don't practice at the, you're not practicing at the championship game. You know, practice in the gym over there, to practice on the court over there. But when you get up here on this stage, you have your stuff together. And a lot of DJs forget to, they just get in a local state of mind, so where they don't never even ever get the opportunity to understand that it's different everywhere you go. You don't even get a chance to like tease your skills or do nothing if you don't go nowhere, or if you don't try to put yourself in a position like me. I'm on here and I know what this is going to do, because I know what this does for people that I do it with. People are going to see, it's going to give me opportunities to be go other places to expand my stuff and do what it is that I want. But I'm ready for that. You know what I'm saying? If I can get on here and teach other people how to get they self ready for it, then that's what we're going to do. Get ready for it. But me, I'm ready for it. One of my biggest supporters from the beginning of my career has been E40. I had E40 send me a drop before I ever even met E40 because of business that I did with somebody that knew him growing up. You know what I mean? And I was like, hey, bro, you think you can give me a drop from E40? He was like, yeah, tell me what you want. Next thing you know, E40 was like, yeah, I'm going to step out the studio. Send it to him, said what I asked him to say word for word and added some extra stuff on it. Then I finally met E40. He makes me the West Coast brand ambassador of his alcohol, Slurricane. So I've got the whole Las Vegas lit. We bringing E40 out. He's doing autograph bottle signings and all of this type of stuff. And that was just because it was energy something that I made with somebody else. You know what I mean? He was like, you know what? I like you. I could do that for you. That was nothing for him, but it was so major and pivotal in my career. It happened at the beginning of my career before I ever even met E40. So I had that drop everywhere I went. Just imagine, I'm this new dude. As soon as I get on, yo, E40, I'm rocking with DJ Mike Louie in the building. Much love, Mike Louie. Everywhere I go, I'm rocking with him. And then I get right into my Bay Area set. And then that's how I started my, you know, and they knew. Turn up, E40, Mike Louie, they knew. They see me with him. And then when they see me in the clubs, they're able to place it, and it all makes sense. And it's all about marketing and all of this extra stuff. I never had nobody to be on my team to guide me through none of this stuff. I just had to figure this stuff out as I was going along. But as it's coming, I'm writing it down and I'm practicing it, going back and practicing it over again.
Wow, man. No, this is super amazing. You're really dropping gems for the people today, because a lot of DJs don't see how to go from A to Z, and they don't see the steps it takes to get to where you're at and be able to work with these artists and celebrities and people with influence. And you were able to navigate your way through by being a good person, maintaining great relationships, and just working hard and being the best in the room and working hard every single day, man. I think you're setting an example, and I really appreciate you for dropping these gems and teaching people and not just keeping it all to yourself. You're sharing the wealth, because guess what? It's going to come right back to you. Most and I love definitely. Any DJ that's listening to you, you got to make sure you connect with this brother, because he is dropping gems. He's helping out and spitting free game right now. And the thing is, when you put good energy out there, when you put your knowledge and wisdom out there, opportunity is going to come your way, because guess what? Everyone listening to this now trusts you in your opinion. So if you're a DJ and you're listening to this, connect with this brother. If you have knowledge that you want to share, share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself, because this is how the whole industry rises. Man, brother, this is amazing, man. Talk to me a little bit about
what you just said right there. I want to tap onto that, because it is important. If the conversation don't ever start, then we're not going to never get to the conclusion or whatever. Everybody got it in their head on how they think that it's supposed to be going on. But let's have a conversation on how it's really supposed to be going. Now adapt or detach, you know what I'm saying? Because you ain't somebody got to make the tacos when we get done at the club at 4 o'clock in the morning. So if you don't get it, get out the way. You know what I'm saying? Go make the tacos. Be at Roberto's when we pull up drunk.
Man, brother, I would love to hear, you know, what are some things that you've learned throughout your journey that you know now that you wish you knew when you were first getting started?
I wish that I wish I knew how the DJs were before I decided that I wanted to be. And mind you, the first person I asked took me under his wing. He was like, yeah, I'll teach you. He didn't charge me for lessons. He just said, this is what I got. You should get this. I was like, that looked like it's less than what you got. So I was like, I showed up with exactly what he had when he was teaching me. I was like, how you gonna teach me on something that's like a dumber down version of you? No, I want to do what so I showed up with that. And then he took me under his wing. He said his all stuff. He taught me everything. He said, so now I teach people. I teach kids. My son is 16 years old. He's been DJing on the radio since he was 12 years old. You know what I'm saying? My son travels around the world. He DJs. People request. People call me. They book him. I'm his manager. They book my son, my 16-year-old son right now to DJ wherever they want him to DJ at. He's DJing in Miami next month. And he live in California on homeschool. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't easy.
That's huge, brother. No, that's super amazing, man. And just for you to be an example for your son and just being a great father figure for your entire family, man. And it's tough being a single father and you're just doing it, setting a great example for your children. Like, how are you able to really do all this and accomplish so much? Like, what is your secret? What are some things that you do in your life to make this possible?
Well, today I started doing this. I got prepared myself. Today I have my little sage over here. You know what I'm saying? I was over here twirling in circles and, you know what I'm saying, spinning on a chair. And I was on Facebook Live before I got on here telling all my Facebook people that I was going to be live on an interview with you. You know what I mean? Doing this right now. So, you know, I always prepare. That's the most important part about me. That's what attracts me to people, is the preparation, the time and everything that it takes them to, and everything that it goes into actually getting it done. That's what I'm attracted to, is people that actually get that, that have that understanding. So I really do prepare. I have my lovely mom, you know what I'm saying? She's out in California at our house there. She, you know, she holds it down. You know, I have my family out in Las Vegas. I have my whole team, Rat Pack Radio DJs. I couldn't travel this world if I didn't have the team that I have. I have like 30, at least 30 people on our team that support, and they're there for everything. I could never be gone 3 weeks and then come back. Like, I'm flying out of Texas today. I've been here for 3 weeks, flying out of Texas tonight to end up at an event in Vegas that I have to DJ tonight. You know what I mean? Because my team is holding it down and we booked everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And then I got to go to California and then back to Las Vegas on Saturday for another, but it's my team. If I didn't had a team that I had, they believe in, it's crazy because they believe in me. They did all the time. They do whatever. They let me talk. They don't, I got a bad attitude sometimes and I'm the boss. You know what I'm saying? So some of the shit that I be saying to some people, I be like, man, I've been slapped my boss. You know what I'm saying? But it's that understanding from the dribble. I tell people, listen, I'm going to just be me. You're going to have to decide whether you want to be around that and you're going to take that or not. But I'm not a disrespectful person. I'm coming to you with the utmost respect. But we're running business. We're running the game. We're talking to you. You're saying that you're going to do something that I need you to do. So I need you to be right here with me. Anything outside of right here with me gets me somewhere like this and all of that stuff. So getting my point across is the first thing I do, no matter what. But I have a team. I have a team of people, you know what I'm saying, that really love my dirty draws, man, and they want to rock, you feel me? So I could get up and move, and then, you know, my son would be delivered to me. You know what I could do that. I had that type of – I'm blessed to be able to, you know, have that connection with a lot of people in my life that are really – I see as family versus anything else, especially my Rat Pack DJ squad.
Awesome, brother. And before we close this out, you know, tell me a little bit about how you go about building a team and what are some different roles that people play within that team?
So in my career, pretty much the team had to build itself. It depends on what it is that you're trying to accomplish. You know what I'm saying? Because when you have goals and stuff like that, that's when you figure what pieces and what parts of the puzzle needs to be played by other people, because you know what you need and what you want. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to my team, I have an idea of something. I say, I want to throw an event that's like this. And in 48 hours, I could actually get it up and go. I could have a flyer up and everything. I can have all the major pieces in place, all just like that. You know what I'm saying? Because of the simple fact that I it's in my brain. You know what I'm saying? So I know I've been dealing with people for years. You have to, it's relationships. You know how many times I had to try out the same door girl? You know how many times I tried to send bottle girl? You know what I'm saying? You know how many times I had to try out the same DJs, try out the same hosts, try out the same promoters and stuff like that? Because it's practice. Now, if you cut everybody off before you teach them, you feel me? They ain't going to do nothing but go train wreck somewhere else. Now, my job as a teacher I'm supposed to make sure that at least you learned something and you took some substance from your encounter with me. So out of all my whole career, I've been dealing with all these people on all these different circumstances. So when it comes to me doing what I need to do, I know who to call and who to put in those places, because I never cut the, I never slammed the door in nobody's face. You know what I'm saying? I never just, you know, people may do, it's, people are weird. The last thing that people, human beings, have in common is common sense. That's the last thing that humans got in common, is common sense, bro. They are weird. And once you understand that, then you can navigate on what you want to do. People make so bad, poor decisions off of not just understanding that it's a misunderstanding.
Yeah, man. That's a principle that I live by, man. Relationships are one of the single most important things in the world. If you understand how to build and nurture relationships, then leverage them to achieve a common goal, that's how everybody rises, man. And you figured it out to the T, brother. I can hear it in your voice. I can hear it in the confidence and the way that you speak. You understand it. And that has led to your success, man. Before we head out, tell me about some of the things you're working on now, and how can me, my audience, and my company support you and your team?
Okay, so right now, man, I've joined a promotional crew as their DJ out here in Houston, Texas. They're called Neighborhood Celebrity. You know what I'm saying? I am the owner, one of the owners of Rat Pack Radio, WRATPAK Radio in Las Vegas. And we're on the radio 7 days a week. You can download our app, or you can go to our website, ratpackradio.com. We're giving opportunities for DJs and hosts and anybody who wants to, who have content and who have a drive to, you know, want to get a point across. You know what I mean? We're willing to listen to you and help you, you know, get to a position to where we can actually put something together and put it out on our air under production. You know what I mean? We're doing a talent search right now. It's called the Who's Got a Talent Search. So we're on our finale. I want to give a big shout out to the Deadly Games. I don't know if you guys know them, but you know, we're on America's Got Talent and Poland's Got Talent. And Britain's Got Talent, but they're the people that, you know, that throw the knives, that are on fire at each other, and, you know, and shoot the bow and arrow and all of that stuff. And they're called the Deadly Games. And they'll be actually headlining our show this coming up Saturday, the 24th. I'll be one of the props. So they're going to be throwing knives and shooting bow and arrows at me in front of the crowd. Like, I'm scared to death, you know? And every time I tell somebody that, like, they start talking about it, it's like, don't talk about it. I'm gonna get up there and I'm gonna just close my eyes and shut the fuck up. And they're professionals. I watch them do this on TV all day long. So we're good, we're gonna end it. But we've been doing a talent search, man, for the last like 8 weeks. We went to Miami. We did 4 shows in California every week. In Las Vegas. Every week we've picked a winner to go to the finale. So the 24th is our finale to everybody who won each and every week. And we're still just giving more opportunity for artists to come out and perform and get interviews with everybody that we're doing. Big networking event. So that's April 24th, man. But Rat Pack Radio, Rat Pack DJs on Instagram, you know, and, you know, we're going to continue to move, and we want to move with everybody that we can work with. We Rat Pack DJs worldwide, and if we could put that everywhere and get everybody some t-shirts and all of that stuff, and let's do that, because I want to meet everybody. It's dope. When people come up to me in the street and they be like, bro, I never got a chance to meet you before. This is my first time meeting you. I'm like, you know what? I'm excited to meet you. You feel me? You somebody who talking about you seeing me on a music video. Like, I appreciate you, you know?
Awesome, brother. Super excited, man. This has been a great interview. At this time, we're going to jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
I have the Roland 808. I use Serato Pro.
Who's your favorite DJ?
My favorite DJ will have to be myself. I'm the people's DJ.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and why?
Favorite party or event has to be the Green Lantern release in North Carolina. That was the first time that I was placed with the budget. You know, somebody understood the skills that I have and the connections that I have, and they gave me the budget of, you know, $40,000, and was like, yo, put me a show together right here. And I was able to bring Little Scrappy, Raw Digger, Hazel E, Jadakiss, Lil C's, Compton AV from California, myself, and put together and go DJ that event right after my brother Nipsey Hussle passed away. And we went all the way to North Carolina from California, you know what I mean? But it was so much that went into me doing it. It was a million phone calls and emails that I just to get those people, the Rod Diggers and the C's. Imagine how many people, you ain't cut my legs off. I'm contacting everybody's management and seeing who's available and all that. But that had to be my most proudest show, you know what I'm saying? Because I was able to tap into another skill of mine, you know what I'm saying? And I was able to really use my network and make somebody proud of, you know, doing business with me. And we've been doing business together ever since. Huh?
Who's the most interesting person you've met through DJing?
Interesting? Through DJing. Orlando Brown. Orlando Brown, that's so Raven. I know y'all see Orlando Brown on my radio show spitting that freestyle when he got out of jail a couple years. That's me. That's my radio station.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
Live streaming for DJs. An actual platform where there's people that want that. You know what I'm saying? Facebook ain't for that. Instagram ain't for that. You know what I'm saying? What's missing is an actual platform.
And shout out to DJs that you know personally whose story needs to be shared on this podcast as well.
Yeah. My whole Rat Pack DJ squad, DJ Snow That, DJ Mad Max, DJ Cool, DJ Chuck Murdoch, DJ Typhoon, all of my guys, man, everybody. I know I'm going to leave them out, but my whole Rat Pack squad, man, all of them guys need their stories shared, man, because of the simple fact I've seen their life. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, let's go.
Awesome, brother. And we look forward to hearing their stories. Any DJ that wants to sign up, they can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
Online, you can catch me at my Facebook is Mike Louie, MikeLuie. DJ Mike Louie underscore MV. Once again, that's LUIE again. So it's DJ Mike Louie underscore MV. I'm from the Murder Vale, like I said. So that's why it's the underscore MV right there, man. And, you can check me anywhere, right? Just Google me, baby. Type in DJ Mike Louie in your Google search. You'll find me plenty of time.
Awesome, man. This has been an amazing interview. Dropped a lot of gems, a lot of knowledge. I learned a lot, and I'm sure our audience have learned a lot as well. Please, people, check out my brother DJ Mike Louie in the building. He's doing it big. You can learn a lot just by watching him. He's living in the flesh and really doing it big. So just stay tuned for what he got coming up next. And I really appreciate your time, brother. Thank you for spending time with us today on the My DJ Story podcast. Look forward to building with you in the future.
Most definitely. One more thing before I get out of here, man. You know, I'm a traveling man. I'll be all over the world. So I got my clothing line out. You know what I'm saying? Just hit me up. It's called King Louie Clothing. You see my face, my logo. This is my luggage. I travel everywhere with my stuff. I got a little luggage bag, 2-bag special going on right now. So hit me up for that. They going crazy. And shout out to everybody that do support me and that do buy my merchandise, man, because it feel dope. When I started my clothing company, people was like, why you gotta have your face on it? I was like, because I like my fucking face. It's my face, it's my company. And there's so many people have taken to it, and a lot of people get a lot of compliments on it when they have it on. So get at me, get some of this King Louie merchandise, man, and let's keep it going, man.